seems a long way away from here and now. On November 22, 1963, the world was shocked by the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. That tragedy overshadowed the less public deaths of two British authors on that same day, Aldous Huxley, author of Brave New World, and C.S. Lewis. It was here, in this very room, that C.S. Lewis, J.R. Tolkien, and others met on many a Tuesday morning to discuss their writings in progress. Lewis' writings have been highly influential in the lives of many Christians over the past 40 or 50 years. They've certainly left a big impression on me. Lewis was known not only for his writings about Christianity, but also for his practice of it. Lewis' life's work was in defense of the faith. He was a Christian in an unchristian age. In the middle of a century that's rejected so many Christian values, Lewis stood in the breach and held the fort in a realm where Christianity had suffered some of its worst attacks, the university and the intellectual world. Lewis taught English literature here at Magdalen College in Oxford and later at Cambridge. He had no formal training in theology, and yet his mastery of the English language and insight into human nature led him to express the thoughts that run through the minds of both thinking Christians and thinking people who've wondered about Christianity. There comes a time in most lives when we're drawn to examine our beliefs. In Lewis' day, World War II forced many people in Britain and America to come to grips with God and eternity. For us today, this trigger may be something more personal. Whatever the cause, the inevitable encounter with the spiritual is not a responsibility we can hand off to someone else. We have to go right to the source, the Word of God, for the answers. But what we can get from other people is help in asking the right questions about ourselves and about God. That's where someone like C.S. Lewis comes in. So often in our society, the academic world has contempt for Christian belief, and the Christian world unfortunately returns cursing for cursing by taking an anti-intellectual position. This should not be so. In the writings of Lewis, Christianity is shown to be reasonable, articulate, and relevant. He expresses the truths of the Bible in a way that is credible to both academics and lay people, and speaks about religious subjects using language that everyone understands. Lewis' books like Mere Christianity and the Screwtape Letters, can do a lot to support your Christian faith. So visit your local library or bookstore, curl up with a C.S. Lewis book, and see if it doesn't stimulate your mind and your heart. You'll find a very warm, witty, and convincing writer who I hope will help you as much as he's helped me. From Magdalen College in Oxford, I'm Joe Costantino.